There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Here we go, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Friday edition of the show. Or, sorry, I'm jumping the gun. Thursday edition of the show as we are live at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And this is something we get to do every year is come out. And this is maybe for people like me the beginning of the shopping season. But I know responsible people have been shopping for a while, but we'll get into that in just a second. Also, a reminder coming up, Parker Snyder, 1819news.com. He'll come about 12:35. Also, my buddy John Sharp from AL.com joins us a little after 1. That and a whole lot more on today's show. But yes, without further ado, we are here in amongst all the great gift items at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry and the Dewdrop hot dogs. And Anna, these cookies behind you... Now, I'm going to put you on air to do this because you said that Ron baked these cookies.
Yes, he did. And they are absolutely delicious. I'm addicted to them. My mother won't let me in the house with them because she will eat them all. If she'll just literally consume them in 5 seconds.
Ron is a true Renaissance man. I mean, he's a man of many talents. Baking cookies, I didn't realize, was one of those great skills.
Yes, he does this every single year, and they're absolutely to die for.
Ron, we'll get Ron discussing this later on in the show, but I'm impressed, Ron, for sure. I'm also impressed walking in here. I mean, it's like I don't get 5 steps in here. I'm already looking at all the great gift items. What are people, I mean, I heard people today already talking gold, looking at gold prices, looking at gold gift items. That seems to be pretty hot.
Silver, gold has been selling like hotcakes. People, you know, silver eagles are especially a big thing in the silver Christmas rounds because you can actually put those in an ornament and hang them up on a tree.
Speaking of ornaments, too, and we're coming right back to the gift items, but I want y'all to have a heads up. I walk in, and Anna says, hey, we're going to do a giveaway, a raffle today. If you come by and enter today on through, I think it's the 22nd, right?
Or yeah.
Okay, so from a Thursday week, right,
yes.
From today a week off. You're in the drawing for the grand prize in this raffle, which is a Christmas ornament. She said, well, Sean, it's a Christmas ornament. I'm like, that's nice. That's cool. Y'all, so then I open up this box here for the Christmas ornament. And we're going to have pictures of this coming up in just a little bit. And this is, I had not seen this, but this is brilliant. It's a Christmas ornament with the, let's say, bang head tunnel versus the bang head. It's a picture of an RV hitting the tunnel. It's really a cool item here. It's a Bankhead Tunnel RV Destruction Christmas ornament, and somebody who comes in today on through Thursday is going to win this.
Well, that was actually going to be like a door prize.
Oh, we're going to do
that away today. Yeah, the actual drawing that we were thinking of doing for the raffle is...
Oh, well, forget about that. I'm going to take this right now. I'm the winner. Okay, so somebody today is going to win this.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Y'all, we'll put the pictures up here shortly. It is really funny. It's a very funny ornament, and it is a ornament showing a RV losing its battle with the Bankhead Tunnel. That's going to be given to somebody who comes in and registers today. So sometime between now and 2?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we're doing that one today. And then the actual prizes on the Friday that we'll host is the first place will get a 1/10 ounce gold eagle, 2023 American Eagle. And then second place would be a 1 ounce silver eagle. And then for the third place, they can choose up to about $30 value of jewelry piece, or they can grab an Opinel knife.
You know, speaking of Opinel knives, and we've talked about how big a fan I am, and each year I come in and I was thinking, okay, I walked in, I saw some number eights, but once again, there's Opinel knives that I've not seen before. There's an electrician's one here with a wire cutter and a screwdriver implement that goes on it as well. I'd never seen that one before.
Yeah,
we got a bunch of new ones.
There's even stuff for kids. There's like the kitchen set for kids so they don't trip the, you know, cut off their fingers.
That's
good. We sold
a
few of those. And then also I've been selling the outdoor junior knife that has a dull point.
Right.
It's not sharp, so they can't stab anything, you know, only for cutting like apples or cutting a rope or something quick.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to come check out those open-ell knives as well. And you talked about the silver rounds. You talked about the engraving process. What do we do here? Somebody comes in. Let's say they go, okay, I'm going to get it for all the grandkids. Okay,
yep.
But they got different names, not just grandkid 1, 2, and 3. They come in, they buy 5, they buy 6, they buy 10. How long is it going to take to get these back with engraving?
We normally get them in within 24 hours. We're a little behind right now, but a couple of days, definitely before Christmas, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, that's what I'm asking,
yes.
Basically. Yeah.
Yes, and it's all done by hand. Well, we use it a machine, but it's a hand-driven machine that you would do it with.
Right, and it gets done right here.
Yes. So it looks a whole lot better than any of, like, the digital ones, you know, the ones
right.
That does the little vibration ones. Yeah, it looks very smooth.
Yeah, so, I mean, is Tony doing it?
Tony does it, and I've been trying to help him out a little bit.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Other gift items here that are, I know the behind you, what I'm looking at, that side of the east side of the Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry rack here, that jewelry. And, man, you got the jewelry.
Yes, I have tons of jewelry, and I don't even know what's all in there right now. It's been so busy, and I have that whole safe right there, too, just full of nothing but jewelry. There's even new stuff that we haven't even processed yet. So if there's something specific you are looking for, let us know, because I might have it in the back in one of the trays that we're still processing, but I can price it right there and then.
Okay, and you know what's very cool, too, is the number of unique things. I think almost everything I see in the rack is unique. If people are looking for this great jewelry item and then something that somebody does not, they're not going to have because it's not at the box stores, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the nature of what y'all have. They have these collector's pieces or these one-of-a-kinds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Unique things that you just can't find in the box jewelry store, you know. Beautiful estate pieces. There's recently I sold a really pretty ring that I was sad to let go, but it had to go. It was 3 purple stones with like an ornate setting, very vintage looking,
right.
And I loved it for me because I love purple.
Okay,
but you know, I can't keep all of them. It's like I'm learning an adoption center for jewelry. You know,
right,
it has to find a new home.
Like
I can't keep them all.
But that's the point. There's unique pieces. So if somebody wants to make sure they're buying that jewelry gift that person doesn't already have or won't get from somebody else, that's your move.
Yes, that's exactly it. You can't get one and then have your friends come in trying to get more because
right.
They ain't going to happen. It's
right.
The unique thing.
That's the thing. So they're kind of a one-of-a-kind deal.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to get those items too, like you said, there's some still in the safe and all that. You know, you look through these, but if somebody ever goes, I'm looking for something that kind of looks like a this or it's a like a that. You get that and people,
mm-hmm.
And then you can go, oh, I know where there's something. How does that work?
It's all in my head a lot of the time, but we can look online on our eBay store. There's thousands of jewelry items and coins and paper money out there, you know, collectible silver and gold too.
I'm looking at the Ascension Technologies text line here. Right off the bat, Chris in Orange Beach says, I want to hear about those Alabama watches. Now, the way Anna will describe them is collegiate watches, but I'm with you, Chris. They're all Alabama watches. Well, but there's other schools represented as well. Talk about those. Yeah, I just looked at those over in the rack.
Yeah, they've been selling. I think I might only have like a couple left. I know LSU's still left. That was one of them.
Yeah,
but
there's probably a lot of big stock in LSU. Nobody wants those.
Exactly. I'm just kidding. But no, since Auburn and Alabama are our biggest ones, they've been selling pretty quickly. But it's ladies and gents watch. They're all brand new and they are two-toned, kind of like a silver and gold coloring.
And they're real classy. I mean, they're good looking watch.
Really nice looking watches. And then for a man that doesn't necessarily dress up, you know, he works outdoors or something,
mm-hmm.
There's a big faced watch you could get him with the collegiate logo.
Yeah, so there's Alabama, Auburn, and other
LSU,
schools.
Yeah.
LSU, I don't know. Y'all come out and check them all out. Tell people how to find us.
We're at 2204 Government Street, and we're just a block from Little Flower Catholic School.
All right, y'all see the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit out front. You know you're in the right place. Come on in, grab a hot dog from Dewdrop, get in on this great raffle. Somebody's going to win this Christmas ornament and a whole bunch more of FM Talk 106.5 goodies. We'll be right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. And glad to have you along on this Thursday edition of the show, Friday Eve. And I guess we are Let's see. Just a week and 3 days. What is it? A week and 3 days out before Christmas. And that's when we find ourselves at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. This is always a great time to stop by and get those Christmas items. Maybe it's the big gifts. Or, you know, that's one thing I was thinking about. Like one side of the store over here, checking out big gifts, the jewelry items. But then you talk about stocking stuffers. Holy cow. If you're looking at some of the open-held knives, you're looking like some of the silver coins there, you look at so many gift items, you're looking for stocking stuffers, they got them lined up as well. So either way, come by and see us. We'll get you with a Dewdrop hot dog. And in addition to that, we'll get you some FM Talk 106.5 goodies, and Anna will hook you up with some great things to put in the stockings or put in wrapping paper as well. And also, I guess we've talked about this so many times in the past, but if people are, you know, you can put those on, if people are looking to buy precious metals just outside the gift world, that's still going on right now too. I know you're like, I know you are busy with the, but y'all are still, I heard people coming in already that were still kind of in the, they're doing little gift stuff, but they're still doing the hedges and all that.
Oh yeah, yeah, we have several people that come in, they'll buy a couple of ounces as gifts or stocking stuffers, and then they will end up getting silver just for them to put away in their safe and, you know, continue to stack for investment purposes.
And I heard you say it earlier, no taxes. No tax on that.
There's no tax. And there is a sale going on jewelry. So you can save sales. That's 10%, basically. We can't do these big box, you know, 50, 75% off. No, we can't do that.
Because you don't mark them up to where
exactly.
You can do that. Right.
Yeah, but we can discount a little bit to save you the sales tax on the jewelry, basically. But we're taxing it, but it's included.
Right. So very good. So people need to come in. They find that item. Is that just today, or is that going to go on through Christmas?
Through Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a reminder, too. So we're talking about the raffle as well. Now, you're giving away the ornament today, but this other raffle now through a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, so they have basically a week from today. So next Thursday, we'll close it out at the end of the day, and then Friday, we'll do the drawing live with you on the radio, hopefully.
Very good. Speaking of taxes, I want your reaction to this here as we talk about a couple things. So this story came up. So PARCA, which is the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama, has come out and said Alabama's property taxes are lowest in the nation, but the sales taxes, Anna, that you'll have to deal with and collect, among the highest.
Yes. I every time I go to the grocery store, I'm always just like, oh, no, what am I going to do? You know, our taxes are crazy.
It says Alabama collects less per capita in taxes than almost any other state, at least on the property tax style. But it says Alabamans pay more in state and local sales taxes than people in most other states. It says last year the state collected $4,237 per resident in these taxes, $481 more than the year prior. It says nationally the median value is $5,385. So this is a big deal. So when you say, hey, we're going to make this reduction by 10%, you're putting that money back in people's pockets.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Which, you know what, so the savvy person would take that and say, okay, there's 10% back in my pocket. What I do is just buy more things when I'm here. I just take that and get extra items. But
yeah, some people do that.
I am some people in that for sure. Also, pop culture collectibles, what do you have in stock? I'm just reading through some of the text messages we're getting here.
We've got Star Trek coins. We've got Star Wars coins, Mickey Mouse, you know, Disney stuff. There's Snoopy or Charlie Brown. A lot of people like those for Christmas. There's all kinds, really. Like, I don't think I can name them all. There's a unicorn coin, too.
A unicorn coin?
Yes, magical unicorn coin.
Okay, I'll be interested to see some of those in a little bit. But these coins, like, they're coins around. They have a collector's value, but they also have the gold or silver value, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, you'll own an ounce of silver. That's always going to be worth that value of the precious metals. But on top of that, it also has a collector's value because sometimes they'll only make like a 20,000 of the pieces worldwide.
So, and those, yeah, that's what I think I've learned from y'all is that then, for example, that coin could sell more than whatever the spot price is for an ounce of silver on that day. It had some other price higher because of collectability and down the line, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Once again, people come in today, get in on this this drawing, we'll call it, for the ornament. This is so, and then the raffle now through a week from today. And 10,
You're saying 10% off right now?
Yep, 10% off on all the jewelry, and we can't do any sales on bullion. Right. But, yeah, knives, jewelry, you know, supplies and things like that, yeah, we can save 10%.
Good stuff. I'm going to take advantage of it. Right at 2 o'clock, get ready to start writing me up. It's Anna with Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. That's where you find the show today. So we're going to be out here, have a chance to stop on by and visit with us. Also, a bunch of FM Talk 106.5 goodies. I've got some of the camo huggers as well I brought out, and the red and the blue huggers, and some of our FM Talk 106.5 pens, some logoed gear. If you're looking for some of that to put in your collection, stop on by and see us today. You tell folks, you go Whataburger to Little Flower.
Yes.
We're right in
between. We're smack in between the two. Most people know where Whataburger is and the train tracks at the Loop, or sometimes right. I'll use Popeyes, you know,
to food place.
Yeah, exactly.
But today also I have the van parked out front, so if you all see the van, you know that you're in the right place. Stop on by and see us while we're here. All right. We're going to get an update here in just a little bit on, let's see. And this is going to be just people come in, and because somebody's asking, they drop their name in, or can they come by and drop their name in for this ornament?
Sure. Yeah, we will do the drawing towards the end of the day today. Yeah,
okay. Very good. Very good. Well, we'll check back with you in just a little bit. Anna checking in for Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. I do want to run through the story. I know the Mobile Mornings was talking about it, and this is not to be completed. Okay. Not to be completed in 2025. So I heard the press conference yesterday about this new hotel idea for downtown. And I heard 2025. I was like, wow, okay, they're going to get this thing. No, they're going to break ground in 2025. So let's ease back a little bit on this. The story from Brady Petrie over at Lanyap.com says the Mobile skyline and downtown scene will look a bit different in coming years thanks to a mixed-use development that will, quote, revitalize the city's riverfront, end quote. As of yesterday morning, city officials unveiled plans for the Riverwalk Plaza development that will be located on city-owned property adjacent to the Mobile Convention Center. So, because when the thing came out yesterday, I said, oh, this is private money. It's private money, but it's on city-owned property. Now, city spokesman Jason Johnson said the $100 million price tag will be privately funded, although there's a possibility the city could partner up in the future in some capacity. See, this is a problem. This is like a story I want to get excited about because I'm a homer and I like good things for our city. At the same time, after decades of doing this job, I hear language like this. I go, okay, here are we, what are we doing? It goes on in Brady's story to say Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson likened the project to the crown jewel on the string of pearls. That includes current downtown scene along with the city skyline and other amenities. He said it will change the city's image once finished, which, by the way, they're going to start work in 2025. Okay, so when Dan and Dalton talked about it this morning, I get it. I mean, exciting. You've got the bridge project coming, right? You got this going to go on. You got other building projects going on. At the same time, can we pull all these things off? We've seen stuff before like this, and I just don't know. I mean, I hope it's successful. I will say that we look at the riverfront. And this has been a thing that the Stimson administration has talked about since the first term. And I remember having Mayor Stimson in, talking about the walkability, the, Water Street is this kind of, mixed use, I think they call it. You know, you have restaurants and you have housing and you have hotels and you have all this stuff going on. If you can pull it off, it's fine. But the reason we're here, why we're here, to quote the title of E.O. Wilson's book, we're here because there's a river here that's a port, that's a working port. And that's the question. This isn't the Riverwalk in San Antonio, right? If you can add entertainment, fine. But this idea that it's going to be, the people are going to be out on some rooftop bar or something, drinking drinks with their pinky out, and would be bothered when bunker fuel is being burned in a pushboat coming up and down the Mobile River. Because it's more important to have the pushboat and the industry here than it is to have people with their pinky out, having a cocktail. So if they can navigate both of those things, maybe things will be good. And like I said, I hope for good things to happen, and we'll watch this. All right, so it goes on to say the project's a coordinated effort by the City of Mobile, the Burton Property Group, and Kessler Capital. Burton CEO and President Philip Burton said Riverwalk Plaza will hopefully be a landmark in Mobile for years to come. Burton went on to say Riverwalk Plaza intends to combine a variety of uses into one site. The ultimate goal here is to be the catalyst for activating the waterfront and giving unfettered access to the water, end quote. Maybe I'm proved wrong on this, and I hope so, because, like I said, I want good stuff for our city. But unfettered, okay? I mean, This is what you don't get with the, you know, with the regular newscast, right? Unfettered access to the water. Well, you know what fetters access to the water in a lot of places in the Port of Mobile? Is commerce, is ships, is stevedoring, is loading and unloading containers. I'll come back. Parker Snyder, 1819 News, joins me coming up next. Y'all stay right there. We're live at Mobile Bay Coins for Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 1065.
Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, Thursday style. Glad to have you along. And we are live at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry at Open L Knives and very cool gift items for pop culture. And then also in mixed with all the great gift items, also a cooler full of Dewdrop hot dogs. Let me thank the Dewdrop for making this possible. We are enjoying Dewdrop hot dogs, so make sure you stop on by and grab one of those. Some FM Talk 106.5 goodies, some of Ron's homemade cookies and water, and some. Make sure you do that as you're on your lunch break here, and also get in for the drawing for that very very funny ornament that has the RV wrecking in the Bankhead Tunnel. You want to talk about local? That's about as local as an ornament gets. All right, a lot to talk about with Parker Snyder. He's with 1819news.com. Hey, man.
Hey, Sean. I'm very jealous of the food that y'all have down there. I might take the four-hour trip in a few minutes.
Well, I mean, I'll say, because you're in Montgomery, right?
I'm actually in Birmingham.
You're in Birmingham. I know where you're reporting from home. You're in Birmingham. Now, you've got some good food. And I'll have to say that. It's not like a food desert up there. You've heard that term, right?
Sure.
Not a food desert. But I would say we take those same foods like barbecue and some of those things, and we have that down here. Plus, we have kick butt seafood to go along with it. So I'm just,
Just going to
talk a little bit of trash. Yeah, I'm talking a little bit of trash here. A couple things to get into from the website today. I guess this is shocking that our junior senator, Katie Britt, has now moved. What's the headline here? Moves to block illegal immigrants from voting. The nerve. The nerve.
You know, illegal immigrants were able to vote?
No. So some of the nuance to this, and in national elections, you know, there's two things. The idea, would they be voting in national elections or would they be voting in local elections? So some of the arguments made is this idea is like, okay, somebody's been here, they're not a citizen, but they're living in an area, you know, green card person or whatever, and do they get to vote for like their city councilor or something like that? Then those discussions have been made for people who've been residents for 30 years, green card people, legal. There's still, I don't know that I agree with it, but I think they have some discussion. You know, at least there's worth a debate. Could somebody's been here for a heck of they're raising their children who are citizens here and all that, should they be able to vote for their council member or something like that? Fine. But that's not what we're talking about here. This is letting illegal immigrants come in and vote in national and other elections.
Yeah, exactly. So right now there are just to be, you know, clear and not, you know, clickbaity, there aren't illegal immigrants legally voting in national elections.
Right.
You know, they might be illegally voting, and the reason they might be
changed, right?
Well, right now there's no way to, there's no requirement that a state or a, you know, a local municipality that's running a probate judge who runs the elections, they just have to take the word for it. Like, so if I'm not a citizen and I say, yeah, I'm a citizen, they just have to believe me. There's no proof of citizenship required to vote. And so what this bill that Senator Britt is proposing is it would allow states to actually, and maybe even require them to get proof of citizenship for the votes that are national. Now I think she also is talking about how there are people voting, like what you mentioned, who are not citizens voting in local elections, which is allowed because the Constitution or federal law doesn't really touch on that. It doesn't say you can't have non-residents or, excuse me, non-citizens voting. And so, I mean, I think the idea like, oh man, there are illegal immigrants voting. I mean, that's possible, not in any city in Alabama, but it's possible in LA and a couple other places, but they're only voting for their local elections. So there's no legal impact no legal votes that are going to impact, you know, us right now from illegal immigrants.
Now, so this idea, this Citizen Protection Act, that just says what again? That you can be asked for a citizenship requirement before voting by mail or what? Right? I mean, is it like an ID or what is it going to be?
Yeah. So I mean, you have things like Social Security cards and things like that that are, you know, proof of citizenship. I mean, birth certificate also if you're born in the United States, or if you're a naturalized citizen, you'll have other ways to prove it too. But I think, it's a really short bill. It's only 2 pages long, and all it says is that states or localities that are running these elections can require this proof of citizenship, which previously had not been allowed.
All right, and then on to something way more contentious and probably more interesting to more Americans, even though maybe it shouldn't be. It's college football. And this Will Blakely story, Florida Attorney General, we've talked about it a good bit this week, and Feinbaum on our stations talked about it a whole bunch. The AG wants his investigation into college football playoff after FSU doesn't make the cut and the Tide does. So this is probably, though, I mean, in these offices, they probably had their phones ring at the Florida AG's office more about this than maybe illegal immigration or anything else.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And I guess one question I had for you just when I was sending this article for you as a topic, are there a lot of, I mean, Florida State is not that far from the Mobile area. So is there a population of Florida State fans there, or is it kind of more quiet?
They're a small group, but they are vocal.
Sure.
Right after they were left out of the CFP, my man Dalton received a call to his desk there to say his desk phone. Okay, his desk phone, Parker, where he played the clip on my show, and it had I think 7 different beeps to beep out the curse words about it, like it was our fault somehow at FM Talk that FSU didn't make the cut. I don't know, because Feinbaum's on or whatever. I don't know. But there's a group of them. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, did his undergrad at FSU. And I've got a buddy, Ben, big FSU fan. But other than that, the rest of us don't care. But, yeah, there are some.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is I'm a Tennessee fan living in Alabama, so
disgusting.
But if it was Tennessee and, you know, our quarterback got injured, I'd be very, very angry. So I guess I understand, you know, the anger. And but when you, it is a different level when you start getting the legal authorities involved, and you know the Attorney General is going to, you know, ask the College Football Playoff Committee, hey, like, how did you decide this? Because I don't think, I can't think of any way that there's anything illegal that happens there. I don't even know what the option would, unless, you know, hypothetically Alabama paid somebody off, which is just not.
Come on, Parker. You're not going to come on my show and say that, are you? You just did.
They don't pay people off. And I'm a Tennessee fan.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all are always very balanced. What's Fulmer doing? So, you know, what I like too is in the story, it has the tweet from Ashley Moody, the attorney general there in Florida. And it almost, this tweet that sets off the story, this has popped up, of course, on y'all's website, on national broadcast here. It's like the beginning of a Feinbaum call, because people call into Feinbaum, say, you know, like, hey, I'm an Alabama fan from way back, or I'm a, I can't even say the word, Tennessee fan, or, you know, I'm an Auburn fan or whatever, and then they go into their, right, they ID themselves with whatever team, and then they go to talk. It's like, it's almost like part of your name. Hi, my name is Sean Sullivan. I'm an Alabama fan and graduate. Now let's talk. Well, this tweet from the Attorney General says, I'm a lifelong Gator, but I'm also the Florida Attorney General. It's like the AG of Florida is calling Feinbaum to identify. You have to identify your team before you can even get in a discussion here about this, I don't know, use of state time to go after the college football playoffs.
Yeah, you got to give your credibility to not just seem, for her, not to just seem like an angry FSU fan. But still, I mean, I can't see anything coming out of it. I think it's pretty, I mean, neutrally, That team is not as good, it doesn't look like, as the other four teams. I don't think anyone's arguing, especially without their quarterback. So, I mean, it's not easy to find from my perspective, a really easy argument as to why the college football playoff was wrong. I don't think, if I were in charge, I would have put FSU and Alabama in. I don't think Texas deserved a spot.
I mean, I don't want this to go full sports talk because this is not my bailiwick, not the thing I'm best at, other than talking about like Alabama beating Tennessee. But
next year.
Yeah, okay, keep on. Hold your breath. So the thing I'm concerned with here, though, is this idea that there's always going to be somebody left out. There's always going to be somebody complain. You know, you can say that Oregon shouldn't make it. You know, you can make – and now we go to – they'll say, well, next year it'll be 12. But there's going to be somebody at the 13th position, I think, yep, next year going, oh, man, we got robbed because of such and such just because they love Alabama or whatever it is.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think it's a good – I honestly don't think having the Florida AG do anything on this is very good. Yeah, what you're saying, good precedent, because yeah, there's going to be a 13 team, and it might be Tennessee, and our fans are crazy, and so they might. It's just like we don't need to put all this legal stuff into the system. Though I know there's obviously large financial differences for the schools when they get in there or they don't. So I mean, there are that's when you get into legal stuff. But man, it's just, I mean, if you're not in the top 12 next year, you're not in the top 12. You just don't even need to. They need to not say anything.
There you go. But they will. All right. Tell folks how to get y'all's email in their inbox, or just check out news stories with 1819 News and you know, how they get and also maybe still, I know we talk about it all the time, but people say, I hear you have people on from 1819 News. Who are they? What are they about? So first of all, I guess open with that.
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit news organization for the state of Alabama. We do lean conservative. We have, you know, Christians who are in charge, who are leading. Our president is Christian. Our board and donors, most of them are Christians. And we don't take money from the big political people in Alabama. So we have to be supported by the people of Alabama. And so we're like NPR, but not leftward in some ways, and not radio. We have a podcast, we have daily news, we have news that populates every single day, multiple times a day, the news, just like any other news source. And the best thing that your listeners can do is go sign up for our newsletter, which gets all of the top stories in their news inbox or in their email inbox every morning around 5:45. And so they can go into the day, you know, obviously don't wake up that early unless you're already going to, and just see like, okay, this is what happened yesterday, this is what's going to happen today. What's planned for press conferences and other events, and then they can be done, and they can just continue to just live their normal life and be informed at the same time.
And they have the liberty to make mistakes like being a Tennessee fan, but that's all right. Parker, as always, man, I appreciate our time together. And we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Don.
All right, there he goes, Parker Snyder, 1819 News, 1819news.com. We're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile. We are live at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And right now, a lot of folks coming in, getting their name in for this raffle, the raffle number one for this Bang Head Tunnel Christmas ornament. Pretty funny with the Bang Head Tunnel and the RV crash. And then your chance to get in the raffle for gold and silver and open L's. We'll talk more about that when we come back right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile. We are live at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And I'll be doing this through 2 o'clock today on the show. People stopping by, getting lunch. That's good. Dewdrop hot dogs. Big thank you to Dewdrop. And we got a cooler full of them here at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. So stop by, grab lunch, FM Talk 106.5 goodies. Also in the running, I think Leanna has put this picture up, this Christmas ornament from the Christmas on the Coast series with Goodwill. This is the this year. It says Bank Head Tunnel, but, you know, as we've named it, the Bang Head Tunnel. It's a picture of an RV losing its fight with the Bank Head Tunnel, and it's a Christmas ornament, and it is so very Mobile. I love it. You got a chance. You put your name in. We're going to do a drawing at 2 o'clock today. Somebody who came by today is going to win that. And then a bigger drawing going on now through a week from tomorrow for gold, for silver, for open-L knives. So make sure you get your name in the bucket for that drawing as well. All right, and as you make room for the holidays, whether you're making room for more gifts or you've got folks coming in to the house, Maybe it's like, I'm not saying you have an aunt or a great aunt that's very judgmental. I'm not, because I mean, who would say something like that? But if she stops by, Margie, if she stops by to judge what your house looks like she did last year, surprise her and get the junk out of the way. And it could be junk outside the house, like you have the swing set and your youngest child's in graduate school. Let that go. Or it's boxes in that thing that used to be called a guest room. Get rid of those. Either way, inside, outside, storage unit, anywhere you have junk you need to get moved, you need my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Easy to make an appointment, and they make real appointments. That's something, too, that drives me berserk with so many other businesses. Well, we'll need you to be home, you know, Monday at 8 a.m. through Friday night at 7 p.m. to be there when our technicians are ready. You say, well, you know, like I have a job and I have kids, so I got to take places. They get it. When you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to the website 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, they're going to find the day that works for you, the hour of the day that works for you, and then they set an appointment. Yeah, and they're there and you're there at the same time. All you have to do is point at the junk you want to disappear and say, I want that and that and that gone. They quote you a price right there on the spot. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done right then. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Or like I said, just pick up the phone. The name is a number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, a couple updates as well, too, that voting going on in our Alabamian of the Year. You know, we do this each year as the last month of the year here in December. This is like Time Magazine does the Person of the Year. And I think that's important for people to understand, because quite often people will say, oh, well, I want to vote for the person I like the most. It's not a popularity contest. It can be a lot of times, but it's for that person, that thing, that entity that most changed the news cycle in Alabama or influenced the news cycle in Alabama in 2023. So we had people yesterday in the first round. Today, actually, the first 2 days were people. Now we have the next round of Alabamian of the Year. This is all on our website. If you'll go to fmtalk1065.com, there in the right-hand column on the website, it says pick two of these four candidates to advance to the semifinals of the 2023 Alabamian of the Year contest. Here are four to vote on today. Now, remember, this doesn't mean you like it. It means they most moved the needle. They most influenced the news cycle in Alabama in 2023. Can we, in our mind, just hear the womp, womp, womp music? Number one, Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. Number two, the grocery tax cut. Number three, it's the map, it's the map, it's the map. It's a redrawn congressional district maps. And number four, the chair, that chair that was used to sling against bodies at the Montgomery Riverboat Brawl. So you can vote right now in this round. Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission, grocery tax cut, redrawn maps, or the chair from the Montgomery Riverboat Brawl. Vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. We'll tally those up and we'll go through. And by the end of the month, we will name the Alabamian of the Year. Sometimes it's a thing, sometimes it's a person, sometimes it's a movement. It's all those kind of things. So check them out and make sure to vote early and often. And you can mail in ballots and you can vote with a fake ID, do all the things. We actually would prefer you to try to tamper with the vote in this, okay? So go ahead and get after it. Also, Locals Only Christmas List 2023 is up on our Facebook page and on our website. If you go check that out, it'll show you these local places. And speaking of local places, like I'm sitting at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, local gift items, you can check them out right there in my Locals Only Christmas 2023 list. All right, let's go to the text line because there's a lot to get back into. And people were asking me for, here's the thing, people were asking for pictures of the different things we're talking about here at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. That's why the fabulously talented Leanna is out here, and she's taking pictures, putting them up on our Facebook page. So watch the Facebook page for the pictures of the things you're asking for, the different gift items. Or you can go to the eBay page for Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, and all the things we talk about here are on their eBay page. All right, so Fire Dog said, I saw a Florida fan once and asked him if he was lost. I gave him an old Alabama hat out of pity. Jason says, let's revisit this. Okay, let's revisit this after Georgia stomps the Noles in the Orange Bowl. It's refreshing to see Florida law enforcement championing FSU instead of prosecuting them. Pretty funny. No, something's happened here. The dogs were excited about that. Yeah, come by and see us at the remote. I mean, what other remote do I do that we got hot dogs and dogs in the same place? So Dan and Daphne says, so you mean to tell me that if Alabama had been left out, had been out, left out, all you guys we'll just use y'all. I can't speak all you. Y'all would have just said, well, okay, move on. Somebody always get left out. You would have raised so much hell for years. Bama fans still say they should have beat Georgia last year, except some of their better players were hurt. It would never end. Now, Dan, I cannot confirm or deny whether I would be okay with that move or not, but I can only speak for me, right? Have you ever heard me do the, well, Bama would have won if they'd have done such and such and such and such? Never heard that from me. I am a graduate University of Alabama, big Alabama football fan, but I am not one to make excuses for, well, sometimes, but not often make excuses for Alabama football. All right. Rick says, I've got the Bankhead ornament. Okay. Oh, I got to get the, Rick says, I got to get the Bankhead ornament. It is very funny. It's very cool. And we'll talk. You can get it. You can win it right here at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. But this is also through Goodwill Gulf Coast at goodwillgc.org. They've got them there as well. Chad says, I'm all in on the chair. So you're voting for the chair from the Montgomery Riverboat Brawl. All right. Once again, voting online for our Alabamian of the Year. You can go do that at the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Now, what, Randy sent me something that is funny. Some kind of FSU thing. I'll have to look at that during the break. But thank you. Yeah, I wish everybody could get in the CFP. It's just everybody get a participation trophy and everybody get in. But it didn't work that way, did it? It didn't. Says the Alabama fan. All right, coming right back. Hour number two of Midday Mobile. John Sharp from AL.com joins us. Also, we'll talk to Anna from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. That and a whole lot more on the way in just minutes.